He told him the story. He said, "O Prophet of Allah, you know, Hafsa, her husband passed away after the Battle of Uhud. I went to Abu Bakr. I offered him to get married to my daughter. He did not even say a word to me. And that made me very worried or upset. Well, that's not like Abu Bakr. That this is, of course, that's not good manners." And then I offered her to Uthman, and Uthman asked me for more time. And then later on, after I see Uthman, he tells me, no, I don't want to get married these days. So what's going on? Now, the Prophet ﷺ says something really beautiful to Umar. He said, "Oh, Umar, the one who's going to get married to Hafsa is better than Uthman. And the one who's going to get married to Uthman is better than Hafsa." So Umar was sitting there getting confused. What's the meaning of that statement? The Prophet ﷺ said to Uthman, to Umar, "The one who's going to get married to your daughter Hafsa is better than Uthman. And the one who's going to get married to Uthman is better than Hafsa." So Umar sat there, he did not say anything, he was confused. What's the meaning of this? And then he thought about it. Who can be better than Uthman to get married to my daughter Hafsa? One thing the Prophet ﷺ would never do. He will never give ranks to his companions and say this companion is better than other companion. We know Abu Bakr is number one and then Umar and this. But the Prophet ﷺ never said Abu Bakr is better than Umar. Or Umar is better than Uthman. The Prophet never does that. And this is, by the way, a very important quality of a leader. He never should let anyone suspect that he favors someone over someone else. So Umar was thinking, the Prophet ﷺ would never favor Uthman over anyone, or Umar or anyone over anyone. So who could be better than Uthman? If it's not a companion, then it's Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. So he knew that Prophet Muhammad ﷺ is the one who is better than Uthman and is going to get married to Hafsa. But then he was thinking again, he said that who is going to get married to Uthman is better than Hafsa. He can't hurt me this way by saying there is a girl that is better than my own daughter, unless that girl was his own daughter, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's daughter, and that was Kulthum. And that's actually what happened. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he looked at Umar. The Prophet did not say anything. He was waiting for Umar to process the thoughts and to, you know, understand that statement. When Umar got it, he smiled. You know, it's a happy thing. My daughter is going to get married to the best of mankind. He smiled. So the Prophet ﷺ smiled back and he said, "Oh Umar, I ask you to get married to your daughter. I want to propose to your daughter in marriage. Do you agree?" Of course, Umar was very happy with that. And he said about Uthman, "Yes, he's going to get married to my daughter, Kulthum." Umar was so happy. He left the masjid. And the people said, we saw Umar with a big smile on his face. We knew something good was going to happen. But then Abu Bakr was coming. Abu Bakr saw Umar and he saw him smiling. So he got an idea, you know, something good must have happened. He goes to Umar, he said, "Oh Umar, are you upset with me?" Umar said, "Yes, I was very upset with you. I offered you my daughter and you just remained quiet. You didn't say a word." Listen to what Abu Bakr said. He said, "Just a few days before you told me about your daughter, I was sitting with Prophet Muhammad and Uthman, the three of us. And look at how much the Prophet paid attention and was worried about his companions at all times. The Prophet brought it up and he said, Abu Bakr and Uthman, you know Hafsa, the daughter of Umar, her husband passed away after the Battle of Uhud. All these companions and the Prophet pays attention to the smallest details. So someone has to get married to her." Nobody said anything. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Then I will get married to Hafsa." So Abu Bakr said to Umar, "I would not be the one to break the secret. I'm not going to tell the secret of the Prophet ﷺ. So when you told me, I didn't know what to say. I cannot tell you. I don't want her. And I cannot tell you the Prophet ﷺ wants to marry her. So I just had to go away. I had to walk away. I hope you forgive me for that." And of course, Umar forgave Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu an, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam ended up getting married to Hafsa, the daughter of Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu an.